I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The first folio comes to the New Mexico Museum of Art in February, courtesy of the Folger Library in D.C. Published in 1623, it was the first time that all of Shakespeare's plays were collected in a single volume, and the first time that half of those plays, 18, were published at all. Scholar and Santa Fe resident John F. Andrews led the Folger's education programs for 10 years. John, certainly from a literary standpoint, the first folio is extremely significant.
Yes. One of the things that made it quite unusual was that it was the first time in publishing history that a volume of this kind had ever been devoted to plays. Ben Jonson, in 1616, 7 years earlier, had put out a volume called The Works of Benjamin Jonson. It included 9 plays, but it also included masks and lyric poetry and other forms of more conventional literature. Jonson was satirized during his time for calling works what other people called plays. In Shakespeare's time, that was a distinction that meant something. Plays were things that you associated with frivolity in many cases because of the comedies that you would see in theaters. And works were associated with theological treatises, historical volumes, books of heraldry, serious literature, as opposed to the kinds of things that we now would think of as popular entertainment.
Right. And the folio format was reserved for important books, like the ones you mentioned.
Absolutely, yes.
So, in 1622, two colleagues of Shakespeare decided to create a collection of the plays. What was that process like?
Well, it would have been a labor of love, for one thing, because it was very collaborative. They saw themselves really, as they put it, saving Shakespeare's works for posterity, that they should be read as well as seen and heard in the theater. So in effect, what they did was turn works that were dramatic in performance into literature.
In your opinion, John, what would our understanding today be of Shakespeare if the first folio had never existed?
I think Shakespeare would still be revered. And I say that because many of the editions that did come out during his lifetime are extraordinary. We would still have A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Merchant of Venice, the Henry plays, Richard II. So we would not be completely without a sense of who this man was and what his works represented. But I think we wouldn't have anything like the understanding of him in the context of his time that we have as a result of the first folio, where we have, for example, a prefatory poem by Shakespeare's contemporary and rival Ben Jonson, describing Shakespeare as soul of the age, and then going on to call him not of an age, but for all time.
Scholar John F. Andrews has been speaking about Shakespeare's first folio. The rare 1623 book will be on view through February at the New Mexico Museum of Art in Santa Fe. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.